Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
The world celebrates women and our political, economic, and social achievements. This Sunday, the theme is, well, depends on who you ask about the theme. UN Women say the theme for International Women's Day is I Am Generation Equality. Lots of others go with the rather catchier theme of Each for Equal. But because it's International Women's Day on Sunday, we're trying to shine the spotlight on some incredible women all this week. And it's my absolute pleasure to introduce you to the CEO of Zalora. She is in her 40s, just made it to the 40s decade, she tells me, with 13 years of leadership behind her in India's Myntra. She is a former partner at McKinsey, where she was one of the youngest partners there. She leads Zalora, which is an e-commerce site with pop-up stores, which here in Singapore is the fifth most visited e-commerce site based on iPrice Insight's latest analysis of quarterly traffic. Zalora racked up over 1 million visits monthly, according to that study. So time to say welcome to Influence, Gunjan Soni. How are you?
Morning, Michelle. I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Happy you're here with us on Influence. I got to start with a news peg of a question, which is how COVID-19 is impacting Zalora. We know that so much of your business depends on supply chains and logistics and terrific deliveries. So are you seeing any impact on COVID on Zalora's business?
Well, I think definitely COVID is top of mind for all of us. But first and foremost, Michelle, our priority is the safety and well-being of our employees. And, you know, we are very focused on taking all necessary actions and precautions to protect our people. You know, when it comes to impact, you know, at least on the trading side, we are not seeing any even minor disruptions, barring a few select markets. You know, especially in the week in Singapore when the risk level was raised to orange was the week when we saw impact on traffic, and rightfully so, because, you know, people were concerned about safety and also buying essentials as we all gathered around that time. But, you know, on the trend line post that, we've actually seen no significant impact. Supply chain, like you rightly pointed out, is an important factor for us in our long-term success. But to put things in perspective, we work with over 3,000 plus brands. And, you know, a lot of our brands actually have global supply chains not being very concentrated in one country or another. Mm. So at least so far, the impact even on that front is being relatively minimal. And we believe that because of our, you know, more diversified footprint, we will actually be able to continue to offer very good selection to our consumers. Finally, to your point on the delivery side, again, you know, we've seen some very minor disruptions, but more importantly, we are focused on helping, you know, our direct delivery personnel be able to maintain high health and safety standards during this period, and we are supporting them. We are also actively supporting the third-party players who work with us as well. So I think, you know, long story short, I think we believe the impact so far is fairly minimal. However, this is an industry-wide challenge, as we all know, and it's a country-wide challenge as well globally. Mm-hmm. So we are closely monitoring the situation, and I think time will tell, and, you know, we are very used to dealing with volatility overall, though.
I wonder what your thoughts are on whether COVID-19 has any lessons on the possible transformation that we could see in e-commerce. People are wondering whether, because people are changing the way they work, many working from home, less going out, people wondering whether they're going to spend less on what they consider non-essentials, or because they're at home and they're bored, are they going to be clicking more and therefore ordering more from sites like yours?
Well, there are lots of hypotheses going around the table on this front. Hmm. I think, you know, what's very clear is, because I think e-commerce as a channel overall is definitely a channel that is disintermediated, and therefore, you know, you don't need to go to crowded areas to buy online. The essential categories for sure are already seeing an impact, you know, as we've all been picking up, especially the food delivery businesses and the grocery side. I think initially fashion and lifestyle overall is not an essentials category. And therefore, you know, I believe that the impact on that front is going to be very moderate. But over a period of time, as people get used to and comfortable with e-commerce because of, you know, either working from home or generally avoiding crowded areas, it could start with the food as a category, which is an essential, But once it starts becoming a habit and comfortable, it spills over very easily to other categories as well. And we do believe, therefore, as a result, you know, fashion and lifestyle would also be one of the categories that benefits from it in helping drive adoption overall.
Share with us a little about where Zalora sits in terms of the competition and how you intend to maintain Zalora's place with regards to what you consider competition in the industry.
So I think, you know, we see ourselves as, you know, fashion and lifestyle specialists in e-commerce. And within that space, you know, literally market by market, we are, you know, number one as a broad-based, you know, fashion-focused e-commerce player. This is all competitive analysis that we've run at least. And, you know, that's also very reflective in the strength of the brand partnerships that we have been therefore able to garner. So the best of the brands globally, but also locally, choose to almost exclusively work with us. And I think there are two or three things which really help us gain an edge, right? One is obviously the broad assortment that I've already talked about quite a bit. But the second is the fact that, you know, we work directly with our brand partners, which means that we're able to bring forth authentic products. And this is a big concern area in several of the Southeast Asia markets, as you're well aware. And it's actually among the number one complaint, you know, with general merchandisers outside of delivery and other areas. And I think this, you know, us being focused on working directly with brand partners gives us a very, very strong edge and promise here as well. We then top it up with, you know, very focused innovations as well as, you know, efforts on both the technology side to create a very, very compelling user experience, and I'm happy to talk more about it, but also on the entire supply chain and delivery. Our NPS has been consistently above 70%, you know, which is the net promoter score measure of which for e-commerce is actually very, very high, especially considering the fact that we deliver in very remote areas as well in markets like Indonesia, Philippines, and Malaysia outside of Singapore.
We're getting to know the CEO of Zalora today in Influence, Gunjan Zoni, joining us live. I wonder if you can share some of those insights. Everybody wants to understand the mind of the digital consumer. How is your tech team working to achieve some sort of synergy with what the digital consumer expects?
Excellent question, Michelle. I think, you know, that's something we're very focused on understanding. And I think what's very clear is, if you look at Southeast Asia, it's home to over, you know, close to 300 million Gen Z consumers. And these are true digital natives versus the previous generation for whom digital consumption was actually happening in their mid-20s or 30s. And what that means is that really the habits for these consumers are indeed very different. They're very, very pro-social. And that's a big way they engage. And that's in turn impacting the way companies work with them. From our tech perspective, we spot three trends. You know, the number one is a trend towards social, and therefore, you know, we are very focused on helping influencers also collaborate with Zalora, and we have tools to help them do that. The second is content, you know, and I think content has in many ways always been king through the decades, but the form factor is changing. The combination of the fact that, you know, there are high bandwidths available now and the fact that, you know, people on an average have less time, which is spotty, but at the same time, their daily consumption online, you know, over a full day is increasing quite a lot. Therefore, bite-sized video content is a format which is becoming the preferred format for this generation. Mm. And being able, you know, fashion and lifestyle are a category about inspiration. You know, it's equally about window shopping. It's about getting inspired. And therefore, we see that, you know, by actually putting a compelling content proposition, inspiration and guidance towards fashion, and then combining it with social is the key to consumers spending time on the platform. And I'm very proud to share that actually, you know, an average consumer spends up to 8 minutes engaging on the Zalora app. Mm. And 80% of our consumers are already shopping on the mobile, you know, which again is a very clear indicator of what the digital consumer wants. So a very fascinating trend, you know, emerging. The final one, like I said, the third one is around, you know, the post-purchase experience that the digital natives expect. So then, you know, there is no discontinuity between online and offline. And I think that's going to lead to the emergence of omnichannel, where people are going to expect that you create seamless experiences, including appointment deliveries, including seamless returns. And that's, again, an area where at least on the customer experience side, we are super focused on solving.
All right. Well, you shared before you came on that you just turned 40. You've got so much of experience behind you. Here you are, CEO of Zalora. I need to ask you, what's the secret sauce when it comes to your successes so far? And also, can you share your thoughts on this year's theme for International Women's Day, I Am Generation Equality?
I absolutely love that theme, by the way. But to your first question first, I think the only secret I can think of is really consistent hard work combined with, you know, almost no-nonsense confidence, which I think helps women to be able to, you know, not get bogged down by the external circumstances, but really be very focused on the capabilities they have to offer, the talent they bring to the table, and really work hard, because eventually that's what really shines through. On the theme, you know, like I said, I absolutely love the theme, because I think first and foremost, this theme is creating a level playing field, and it's talking about equality for all, rather than trying to, you know, tell women to do one thing or another. And that's really empowering. And you know, personally, it resonates a lot, because that's my own philosophy as well on how we can actually help, you know, all people, all genders and all nationalities be able to thrive in workplaces.
Well, great getting to know you. We're flat out of time, but it's been a joy. We're speaking with Gunjan Zoni, CEO of Zalora, here on Influence on Money FM, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.